A federal court strikes down a ban on same-sex marriage in California.
A political battle between gays and straights becomes a battle between voters and deciders.
I do feel like I live in a dictatorship now, that my vote doesn't count. My vote basically didn't matter. Why did I go out to the polls and vote for Prop 8 when one unelected judge can just overturn that?
It's far from over. The ultimate fate of Proposition 8
is looking like the latest battle in a new war between the states and the feds.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. News everywhere on this Thursday, August 5th. As you can hear, I'm joined by Lynn Scherr and for Celeste all week. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning, John. Great to be with you.
You have to be a constitutional scholar to understand what's going on today. By the end of the show, you're going to be an anthropologist.
And
you're
also
going to be a historian.
Yeah. And the good news is you are all of those things.
You've got the right team in place, that's for sure.
Okay. And before we get there, let's get a check of the morning's top news.
That's awesome!
That is the sound of gay rights advocates celebrating a historic victory after a federal judge overturns California's ban on same-sex marriages. The judge ruled that limiting marriage to a man and a woman serves no legitimate purpose.
Opponents are planning their appeal. The Ninth District Court must hear the challenge. The Ninth Appellate Court must hear the challenge within a year. The case is expected to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Reverend Jim Garlow is among those upset by yesterday's decision.
We're not wimps, and we're not going to roll over and play dead when the issue is truth.
Joining us now is Kenji Yoshino, professor of constitutional law at New York University. Kenji, as California goes frequently, so goes the nation. Is this going to be what we look back on as the tipping point for same-sex marriage?
I think it is, in the sense that the opinion is so carefully reasoned, both on the facts and on the law. So it's very hard to go through the 136 pages of Judge Walker's decision and not think that this is going to be an enormous milestone in the struggle for marriage equality.
All right, Kenji Yoshino, stay with us. We're going to get back to you in just a few minutes in this hour.
Taking a look at the legal questions, there are interesting legal issues all throughout that case. President Obama, in other news, says the oil well that has tormented a nation has flatlined.
The long battle to stop the leak and contain the oil is finally close to coming to an end.
Our national nightmare of thousands of gallons of oil and mud have created a plug that appears to be holding now at the bottom of the sea, and BP engineers plan to force-feed cement into the wellhead today to permanently seal it. Elena Kagan is expected to be confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice today. She has the Senate votes and could be sworn in by week's end.
With the help of the two Republican senators from Maine, a $26 billion jobs bill is now on track to pass through the Senate. Democrats overcame a filibuster attempt yesterday and will vote on the bill today. In Pakistan, the water continues to come fast and furious. Rivers are now swelling to dangerous levels in Pakistan's eastern and southern provinces. The army is using boats and helicopters to move stranded villagers to higher ground. Floods have already killed more than 1,500 people over the last week and affected some 3 million others.
Here at home, it's a heat wave. 9 people are dead as the heat wave continues to grip the south and Midwest. Temperatures from Georgia to Illinois are expected to remain in the triple digits today. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 10,680. The S&P starts at 1,127, and the NASDAQ opens at 2303. Federal judge may have overturned California's Prop 8, but we're going to take a look at how the issue of gay marriage could reach the Supreme Court. That's in about a half hour. People throughout the country are cheering or booing the decision. What's the legal issue in your view? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us where you think the issue goes from here. And in a few minutes, the history of Iraq. It wasn't always one nation. Will it fall apart when the U.S. pulls out its troops by the end of August? That's in just a moment.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.